Welcome back again to the screen door experience, where when I was an alien, cultures weren't opinions, or something like that. I heard that somewhere. Yeah, it's summertime or springtime, so I have a lot more free time, so I'm going to start talking to myself again and seeing if anybody listens. So, if you're out there, good for you. What's changed in my life? Gee, let me think. Nothing. I'm still alive. I'm still the same age I was a few years ago when I started doing this. I don't know how I did that, but it's pretty impressive. Not to brag. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I just thought of what I was going to talk about, but I already forgot after a minute. So, you can hear me think in real time about what I was going to talk about, but I already forgot about. I think it was something about trains. Oh yeah, trains. There's this train by my house that goes just wicked fast all the time. I don't know. I personally haven't seen any speed limit signs on the trail tracks? No. They're not called trail tracks, they're called railroad tracks. Yeah. On the railroad tracks, I've never seen any speed limit signs. So these things are just going like it's the Autobahn. They have fun on the Autobahn. They just zoom up and down this thing, and they don't even worry about other people. Nobody pulls them over. Yeah, how come there's no cop train? That'd be cool. There's cop boats, I've seen those. Anyways, my idea for these trains, they go wicked fast. So obviously, what slows down cars? These speed bumps. So I was thinking, I'm going to start installing speed bumps on the railroad tracks. But then after a lot more deep thinking, I was like, well, gee, what could I put on the railroad tracks so it would slow it down? Because obviously a little bump. I'm pretty sure a train would just go right over that. Or like a penny. They flatten pennies and it'll look cool. But I don't think that works. So I've just decided I'm going to park my car on the railroad tracks. And I know you're thinking, no, I will not be in the car. I'll safely be standing 6 feet away. So that ought to slow down these trains. They'll learn their lesson. And if it doesn't work the first time, then I'll just keep doing it. I'll keep parking cars. Maybe get a school bus. A school bus would be good. Especially if I park it long ways. Because then it'll really have to stop. That's kind of my idea for trains. Pretty sure I was going to talk about something else, but kind of blanking over here. So I'm just going to keep on rambling. Ramble on. I have that on CD. That Ramble On song by the Balloon Boys or something. They have long hair. Or no, one of them's dead. I don't know. Pretty sure most famous people are dead nowadays. Some famous guy died yesterday. Oh, Charles Grodin. Yeah, he's dead. What else do I got? I think I made the best discovery since the moon. Like in 1969 when they discovered the moon. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I discovered the 4 Loko 12 pack. Every day I wake up and it's the first thing I see because I keep it on my nightstand, bedside table, whatever. And then it's the last thing I see. I kiss it goodnight. Goodnight, 4 Loko 12 pack. And it's really just, it's a life changer. And not for the better, but it is a life changer. And, I guess I don't have that much to say. So I'm going to, you know, put in that ad thing. And then you're going to hear me try to call people and nobody's going to answer. But see you in a minute. I remembered what I was going to talk about earlier. But I mean, it's also interview time. But who cares? I was going to talk about tomorrow. I was really excited because I have a drug test. And I mean, I like drugs as much as the next guy. But then I found out, get this, it's not a drug test. It's a pee test. Urine is what they call it in the medical community. They're going to want me to urine in a cup. Which, I mean, to each their own, whatever they're into. But I don't want to just give them a cup of my urine. I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I urine in a toilet. Most of the time. Sometimes on the floor next to the toilet. But 90% of the time it's in the toilet. So, that's just me. These pervs want my peanut cup. They can come take it from my fridge, where I have a lot of it stored. Wait, no, they can't do that. No. Disregard that last part. Anyways, I already did the interview. I had a little bit of inside baseball knowledge. I call the people first and then do the setup part. But here's, what a surprise. A special guest. You know him. You don't really like him. He wears glasses. It's Dilly Bogdan. Take a listen.
College together.
Did we?
Yeah, SUNY Cortland.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So why'd you call me?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, Portland.
Cool.
I'm kind of busy right now. I don't know why you called.
Okay, well, I'll call back at another time, then.
Something that's more convenient now.
What was that?
Something that's more convenient, please. Like 2 a.m.
Okay, yeah, whatever. 2 a.m.?
Yes. Wow, what an interesting person that Dylan is. He really talked my ear off. Yep. That's all I really have for today. But tune in next time. Could be tomorrow, could be next week, could be next year, could be never again. So make sure you cherish these moments of me talking. Talking and talking and talking. Gee, I'm really running out of stuff to say. So maybe this will be the last one. I guess you'll just have to keep listening. So, until next time, bon voyage. That's German for get off my yard. Thank you.